the start for Coach Mike Mallow and the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be Abby Bowers, Riley Davis, Allie Curley, Caden Hillis, and Riley Joe Pierce. And it'll be Spindle jumping up for Mountain Grove against Abby Bowers. Both 5'10", both outstanding volleyballers, and Mountain Grove wins the toss. They will get the ball into the half-court set, and here we go. Number three, Schober with it, out top of the key. Hillis jumps out on her to take it to the left side, move off the screen to the top of the key. Now on the right side for Kelly. Rowan Kelly goes down to the baseline on the dribble. They are playing what looks like a little man-to-man defense here. A little bit of surprise. They are playing man-to-man against these Lady Panthers. They're trying to work the ball down in their big Golden down inside. She's got it just outside the lane. Hooks up a shot. It's blocked and a foul going to be whistled. I believe they're going to get Allie Curley, number four. Yes, they do. Allie Curley called the foul, her first of the night. Again, we apologize for the early technical difficulties. They seem to have things going now. First foul on Curley. First team foul on Thayer. Landry Golden at the line. First free throw is up and good. And Mountain Grove with the first points of the basketball game. Landry Golden, the big senior, bounces it one time, puts it back up again, and it's good. So Mountain Grove out to the early 2-0 lead. Panthers going to go full court pressure. Thayer gets it to Pierce across the timeline, all the way to the bucket. Shot is up, no good by Bowers. And a rebound control by the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. And number three, Schober gets to meet Gorton, carry the basketball. Trying to make a crossover dribble. She carried it. Good call by the official. And, well, we got a two-man officiating crew here tonight. That's unusual. Thayer Lady Bobcats inbound the ball at midcourt. Chance to tie. Davis takes it into the front court. Feeling better after being sick last week. Goes all the way to the rim. Puts up the layup. No good. Golden with a rebound. Takes it out to Stenzel. Stenzel, quick pass up the floor. Long three-point shot is up. That's no good. Abby Bowers with a rebound for Thayer. Abby, long pass up the floor to Hillis. Hillis had the ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. They'll inbound it down under the bucket. 2-0 Mountain Grove. We're a minute into the first quarter. Riley Pierce will inbound it for the Lady Bobcats. Looking to trigger it in from the right side of the glass. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. Now lobs it in. Pass intended for the Lady Bobcats. It's tipped away by Stenzel. Like Stenzel's got springs in her feet. Of course, that comes from her volleyball experience. They'll play D1 volleyball at Missouri State. Here to pass to Golden. Down inside, turn, shoots and scores. Landry Golden with both for all four of the points for Mountain Grove. Thayer coming against the full court press again. Davis in the backcourt draws a double team to her. Good dribble drive to get across the timeline. Down to Pierce in the corner for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed around, taken by Hillis for Thayer. He gets back out to Pierce. Another three-point try. That one's off the rim. And rebound control by Kelly for Mountain Grove. Here come the Lady Panthers. Up the right side is Schober. Schober stops top of the key. Oh, double dribble basketball. Yes, she did. She started to catch it and then decided to dribble again. That's a double dribble. Second turnover on Mountain Grove early. Thayer needing a bucket. We played almost 2 minutes first quarter. Thayer has not been able to get the ball to go in the basket. Like there's a lid on that thing down here. Thayer inbounds it to Davis. Riley, oh, we got a whistle on a five-second call on the Lady Bucket. Well, Thayer turned it over on the inbound play, and it'll go back to Mountain Grove. Very athletic Mountain Grove team. Good athletes all over the floor. They bounce it to the right side there for Kelly. Kelly back out top to Schober. Schober swings around the bench to down the corner and down low to Golden. She scores. Lady Bobcats don't have an answer for Golden. And here's Thayer coming against the press. Hillis will break it on the dribble drive up the left side, going to the bucket, trying to dump it down inside. Ball stolen by the defense of Mountain Grove. And coming the other way, we get a whistle and a travel on the Lady Panthers. Good defensive play, Abby Bowers. Abby got right in the grill of Schober. When she turned around to dribble up the floor, she ran right into Abby and double dribble over, traveled with the basketball. So Thayer inbound it right in front of the Mountain Grove bench. They got it into Bowers. Abby making a move down to the baseline. Pulls up. Eight-footer rims off. No good. Rebound control by Golden for Mountain Grove. Here's to Stenzel. Stenzel up the right side. She'll back it out and feed to Schroeder on top. Schroeder working against Davis. Brings it left side to Benson. Benson to Stenzel for a long three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Schroeder. She returns. Her shot no good. And a rebound off the Lady Bobcats. And the ball knocked away from Abby Bowers and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer basketball. 5:17 to go first quarter. They are not yet on the scoreboard, trailing 6-0. All 6 points by Landry Golden for Mountain Grove. They're the first substitution of the game. Mountain Grove will send number 15, Rowan Kelly, to the bench. They're inbounds the ball, and we get a timeout call by Coach Jenny Young. Not happy with the way the Lady Bobcats have opened this one up. 6-0, Thayer down early at Mountain Grove. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And back here at Mountain Grove, as we are, well, got 5:17 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats have not hit a shot yet. Had a couple close in, had a little 8-footer by Abby Bowers and just rimmed out on her. So Thayer just a little bit off. They're coming off of the long layoff. Lady Bobcats haven't played since last Thursday when they beat Kabul for the SCA conference win. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball brought you in part by your boosters. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, and Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Mountain Grove backing off the full court pressure just a little bit here. Thayer Lady Bobcats, no trouble breaking a press this time. Got it to Allie Curley. Curley into the lane, pulls up with a short jumper, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Stenzel picks it up for Mountain Grove. Lady Panthers up the left side. Stenzel backs it back out now in the midcourt. Gives it up to Shoulder. Shoulder to the top of the key. Swings on the left side for Benson. Benson to Golden in the corner. Cross court to Stenzel. Into the lane. Elevates for the shot. And a foul going to be called. Shot was no good. And going to line to shoot two will be Laylee Stenzel. The foul's called on Davis. That'll be team foul number two on the Lady Bobcats. First foul of the night on Riley Davis. Lady Bobcat freshman. Stenzel at the line, puts up the first free throw. It is no good. Left it a little bit short. Landry Golden has scored all 6 points in this game. Now substitution for Thayer, Allie Curley will check out of the game as Kinsley Regal checks in for the first time. Another Thayer Lady Bobcat freshman. Second free throw for Stenzel, rattles home. First player besides Golden to score in the game. Thayer almost broke the full court press. Bowers trying to make a pass. It is deflected out of bounds by Sadie Schroeder. Schroeder, just a sophomore. It's a pretty young Mountain Grove team. They start a pair of sophomores and a junior, along with the two seniors. And a sophomore, Hadley Driscoll, into the game now. Thayer inbounds the ball against the press. Got it to Hillis. Caden taking up the middle of the floor. Lost the handle and is stolen by Stenzel. Stenzel will give it up to Benson. Fire the three. It's off the rim. No good. Regal with a rebound for Thayer. Her outlet pass is stolen by Benson. To Stenzel for three on the left wing. That was off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound run down by Mountain Grove in the corner. Lady Panthers round on top. 3-point shot is up, and it's good. Number 11, Stella Benson, hits the three, and Mountain Grove dominating this one in the first 4 minutes. It's 10-0. There, Lady Bobcats with the right side. Regal for three. That one bounces off the rim and the rebound controlled by the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. I don't know that Thayer has a rebound yet. I know they don't have an offensive rebound. Panthers dominating the game with 3:55 to go in the first quarter, 10-0. Here's Golden in the left corner for the Lady Panthers. Gives it up to Benson. Takes the three. Moves inside the defense. Back out to Golden. Long shot. No good. Rebound, Riley Davis. Lady Bobcat freshman. Working the ball up the left side. Going to get trapped in the corner. And that's where they're throwing the trap. Gets it away to Bowers. Bowers in the corner to Riley Pierce for three. It's no good. Rebound to Hillis, who runs it down. Gives it out front now to Davis. Lady Bobcats with an offensive rebound and a chance to maybe get their first points of the game. They get into the half-court set. Davis going to let one fire from 20 feet away. It's good. Riley Davis puts the Lady Bobcats on the board. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer, a little bit of full-court pressure. Schroeder dribbles through it and is going to get fouled as she does. I believe that'll be on Hillis. Oh, they called it on Davis. Riley Davis, Lady Bobcat freshman, picks up her second foul. Substitution now for Thayer. Abby Bowers is out of the game. Savannah Wheeler, who had 10 points in the Lady Bobcat win last week, is in there now. Give the Lady Bobcats a little more size down under the bucket. Mountain Grove will inbound the ball into the backcourt for Stella Benson after the non-shooting foul. It swings on the right side for Kelly. Kelly gives it in the corner to Driscoll. Back out front. Ooh, almost threw it backcourt. Ball was saved by Benson. The Stenzel to the high post. Now look at it. Golden cutting through the lane. Pulls up and shoots over the front of the rim. Randy Golden with 8 points. Thayer breaking a full court pressure. Davis gives it up to Hillis. Up off the backboard. No good, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line. That foul's going to be on Golden. And number 21, Landry Golden, who has scored 8 of the Panthers' 12 points, picks up a foul. It'll send Caden Hillis to the free throw line. Looking to cut the lead back to 8. And the first free throw is up and no good. Lady Bobcats can't buy a bucket tonight. Hillis, normally a very good free throw shooter, missed that one. Off to the right. He'll put up another. It's on the way. This one is good. Rattle it home. So Caden Hillis, first bucket. And substitution number 3 checks into the game. Sadie Schober and Golden will check out. So Mountain Grove goes small here. There, Lady Bobcats pull off the press. Schober bringing the ball into the front court. Right through the big Black Panther head in the middle of the floor. He's on the left side for Benson. Benson back to Schober. See how they do without Golden in the game. Here to get the Stenzel in the right corner on the baseline. Pass out front, deflected, now stolen by Davis. Davis, a 1-on-3 down the middle of the lane, spins it up off the glass and in. Riley Davis with 5 early. Lady Bobcats back to within 6, just like that. Good defense. Turnovers to points. Mountain Grove with the ball, working around the perimeter. Got it down in the left corner for Driscoll. He dribbles out to the wing and gives it to Stenzel in the corner. Stenzel, look at the drive to the baseline. Lady Bobcats cut her off. She'll kick it back outside. And there's Schroeder looking to shoot the 3. No, gives it up out front. 3-pointer from straight on. No good. Stenzel with a rebound. Follows it in. It's good and a foul. Rayleigh Stenzel will get credit for the bucket and go to the free throw line for the 3-point play. Foul on the Lady Bobcats was on Allie Curley. That'll be foul number 2 on Curley. So Curley and Davis, each with 2 early fouls for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And now Riley Pierce back in the ball game. Kinsley Regal comes out. Abby Bowers also checks back in for Thayer. But Anna Wheeler will sit. Free throw by Stenzel, no good. And Bowers got the rebound. Dribbles up the midcourt. Feeds ball down to Hillis. Hillis driving the baseline. Passes it over to Pierce, who scores the layup. Perfect way to beat the full court press and layup for Riley Pierce. The Lady Bobcats back to within 6 with that bucket. Mountain Grove had a 10-0 lead. Thayer's cut it down to 6 here in the final 2 minutes of this first quarter. We're down to a minute 20 to go. Mountain Grove just going around the top of the key. Pass to the right, pass to the left, back to the middle, out to the left. Stenzel going to fire a 3-pointer. It's good. Rayleigh Stenzel with a 3. She's got 6 in the game. Thayer breaks the full court press again. Hilla to the elbow, into the lane, bounces it out to Pierce. He gets a Curley now in the corner. Back out to Hillis. She'll fire a 3. That one's off the rim. And a rebound taken by Mountain Grove. Outlet pass goes to Stenzel. Challenging the defense. Pulls up a shot. No good. Bowers with a rebound. Great defensive play there by Abby Bowers. Long pass up the court to Riley Davis. Davis for hesitation. Now goes to the rack. Misses the shot. And a rebound comes down to the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers up 9 with the ball. Pass to the middle. Deflected by Hillis. And it'll be out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 31 seconds to go, first quarter. Mountain Grove leads it 17-8 with the ball inbound down under their own bucket. Coach Denny Young calls the defense. Coach Mike Mallow from Mountain Grove getting his offense set for the inbound play. And they inbound it in the corner to Schroeder. Schroeder outside and around the horn. It goes to Kelly for 3. That one's off the front of the rim. No. Rebound to Schroeder. Back up. No. And Allie Curley with the rebound. Got it out to Hillis. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Hillis pulls it up on the left wing. Brings the ball back out front. Thayer will reset the offense. They go to Riley Pierce. Down the corner to Curley. Curley back out to Hillis. Hillis to Davis. Let's a 3 go. It is good. Riley Davis fills it up. 8 for Davis in the quarter. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, Mountain Grove 17, Thayer 11. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm. The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
And we're back at Mountain Grove. SDA basketball tonight on the ladies' side of the ledger. Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers, and Lady Panthers with a lead 17-11 after one quarter. Thayer was down 10-0 midway through the first quarter and trimmed 4 points off that lead. They've got the ball now on the offensive set. Hillis on the left wing takes it to the top of the key with a dribble. Feeds over to Riley Pierce in the corner to Davis for three more. Yes, sir! Riley Davis is heating it up. She's hit three. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. They are back to within three as we open the second quarter. Mountain Grove with the ball as they beat the Lady Bobcat press. They settle in the half-court offense. They swing it left side for Benson. Benson down to the baseline. Now kicks it back out. Inside to Golden. Golden up with a shot. She gets fouled. That'll be on Riley Pierce. Riley Pierce going to be called for her first of the night. Riley with a foul. That's the first team foul, obviously, in the second quarter. Thayer does have a little bit of foul trouble. Riley Davis and Allie Kirby each with two in the first quarter. Here's Golden at the free throw line. First one is up and good for Mountain Grove getting the roll tonight. That was a shooter's roll there. Ball hit the back of the rim, bounced, hit the front of the rim, and then fell in. Here's Savannah Wheeler back in the game for Thayer. Allie Curley will go to the bench. And another free throw for Golden. It is up. No good. Rebound, Savannah Wheeler. Lady Bobcats now the chance to get back within two with the bucket. Davis in the backcourt, jumps to midcourt, gets double-teamed there. Goes into the corner, trying to get rid of it, does to Hillis. Hillis takes it down the left side of the lane, leaves it for Pierce. Pierce on top. Look at it, Bowers cutting through the lane. She wasn't open. And Davis will handle it at the top. Moves off the screen, trying to find a shot. Penetrates, gives out to Pierce for three. It's good! Riley Pierce hits one from downtown. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back within one at 18-17. Mountain Grove with the ball. Got it to Golden in the corner for three. It's good. Landry Golden with a three for Mountain Grove. Lady Panthers back up four. Here goes Davis in the lane for Thayer. Shot and blocked. And rebound controlled by the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. Chance to add to their four-point lead here. Panthers swinging right side. Now inside for Golden. Turns to her right. Shot partially blocked. And picked up by Pierce. Pierce to Bowers. Long lead pass up to Davis. Gives in the lane to Savannah Wheeler for two. Savannah Wheeler comes off the bench with two for Thayer. Lady Bobcats making a two-point game. 6:14 to go here in the first quarter. These two teams kind of settling in now. Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Davis has gotten red hot. He's already scored 11 points in the game. Three-pointers. Mountain Grove working the little clock here, running around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. They get the shoulder on top. Shoulder now to Kelly. One dribble. And gets it back out top. Now around the left side to Benson. Benson goes down near the baseline. Back to shoulder into the lane. Bounces it to Golden. She travels. No call. And the rebound goes off the hands of Golden. Out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. A chance for the Thayer Lady Bobcats to tie the game here. Now Stensville checks back in the game for Mountain Grove. Hadley Driscoll, a sophomore, will go to the bench. They're inbounds the ball to Riley Davis. Back to Abby Bowers. Bowers up the court to Hillis. Hillis pulls up on the wing, circles back out top, feeds to Bowers. Abby fakes the three. Crossover dribble into the lane, dumps it down to Savannah Wheeler. Baseline shot is no good. Rebound Mountain Grove. They go on the fly. Got it down the court. 3-point shot is up and no good. That's a bad shot there. rebound, Riley Davis for Thayer, and the Lady Bobcats again with a chance to tie. And there's a foul going to be called out in the open floor on Stenzel. Stenzel thought she saw an avenue to the ball, tried to get it. And that'll be team foul number one on the Lady Panthers. And substitution for the Lady Panthers, number four, Driscoll, who just came out of the game, is checking back in. And number three, Schroeder, goes out of the game. So they trade a sophomore for a sophomore. They are inbounds the ball on the far side. Got it into Bowers. Bowers goes straight to the rim. Leads it up with a left hand and good. We're tied at 21. On the first bucket of the night for Abby Bowers. Game tied at 21. Thayer was down 10-0 at one point in this game. They've outscored Mountain Grove 21-11 since that point. Here's Stenzel for the Lady Panthers from the elbow. She hits it. Rayleigh Stenzel. 8 points. Thayer inbounds again against the pressure. Got up to Wheeler. Wheeler feeds over to Riley Pierce. Riley going to the bucket all the way inside. Shot is blocked by Golden, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. And Riley Pierce going to go to the line and shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And that is foul number two on Landry Golden, who has scored 12 of their 23 points tonight. Riley Pierce has to pull her team back within one, maybe tie it if she hits both free throws, and the first one is good. Riley Pierce with 6 points here in the opening half. There, Lady Bobcats looking to tie the game at 23. Golden checks out for Mountain Grove. Schroeder checks in. Driscoll's also in there. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Savannah Wheeler with the offensive rebound, counted in a foul. Savannah Wheeler with the offensive rebound, puts it back in and gets fouled on the play. And the foul's on number three, that is Sadie Schroeder. It'll be her first of the night, and Savannah Wheeler with a chance for the three-point play. And his shot is no good. Rebound, Hillis back up with a jumper, no. Rebound to Hillis again. Into the lane and going to be called for a travel. Yep, she did. A little stutter step and traveled the ball. But the Thayer Lady Bobcats, thanks to the good work of Savannah Wheeler, have taken the lead 24-23 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Mountain Grove with the ball across the timeline. They get to Stenzel. Stenzel, a D1 athlete. Well, she's a good one. If you ever saw her play volleyball, you know what I'm talking about. And here we get a whistle and a foul. Stenzel trying to make a catch. Ball bounced right off her face and out of bounds, and they're going to call Riley Pierce for a foul. Second foul on Riley Pierce tonight. So Davis, Curley, and Pierce all with two fouls for Thayer. Mountain Grove with the ball, chance to retake the lead here. 4 minutes to go in this first half. Been a good first half. SCA high school basketball. Thayer looking for their second SCA win of the early season. Mountain Grove looking for their first conference win. They try to go to Stenzel on the wing, and Stenzel has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Substitution now for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Kinsley Regal will check in. Savannah Wheeler going to get a little rest. And a glad hand from the Lady Bobcat bench. Savannah, been good tonight. Mentioned she had 10 the other night in the Thayer Lady Bobcat win. Actually, that was in the loss to Stafford. Anyway, there's almost a steal by Davis off the inbound. Mountain Grove controls it. They get it in the circle to Stenzel. On the right side, three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound, Caden Hillis for Thayer. Bend the way through the defense, gives it to Abby Bowers. Abby, the senior guard, nice move. Gets the ball in the corner to Davis. Will step back. Three is good. Riley Davis is back, folks. Riley with 14 in the first half, and she's hit four threes. Thayer up by four. Long shot from Mountain Grove. No good. Rebound. Run down to the corner by Regal. Regal. Threw it away on the outlet as she got tied up down there in the corner. Freshman mistake. And Mountain Grove got the ball back down by four. Biggest Lady Bobcat lead of the night so far. 3:17 to go. Ooh. Almost another steal. Mountain Grove got the ball down low. Golden going up with a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tried to follow up. No, she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. I believe they're going to get Pierce. Yeah, Riley Pierce called for the foul. That'll be number three on Riley Pierce. Lady Bobcats got to be careful. Not much of a bench. Only three on the bench for Thayer. And the first free throw here for Landry Golden is good. Golden now with 13 points in the game, five of them from the free throws. He will shoot another. Savannah Wheeler back in the game for Thayer. Riley Pierce will check out with those two or three fouls. She probably will sit for the remainder of the half. Second free throw for for Golden is good. 14 for Golden. Thayer inbounds the ball, got it to midcourt for Savannah Wheeler. She traveled. Tried to stop and drug the pivot foot. So Thayer with a turnover with a two-point lead, 27-25, with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Mountain Grove with a chance to tie the game here with a bucket. They inbound it to Schroeder. Schroeder will take it to the left side of the floor, trying to get it to Benson over there. Now gives it to Stenzel, top of the key. Stenzel brings it back to Schroeder. Now to Benson on the left side wing. Get them down low for the big girl. She couldn't get open. All back outside. And now to Kelly. Mountain Grove very patient. Around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. Here's Schroeder. Back to Benson in the corner. She'll dump it down inside. Shot is up for Golden. It's good. Oh, she traveled with the ball. Golden thinks she scored and going to the free throw line. She doesn't know they called her for a travel. Now she does. And they put the points on the board. Thayer had a two-point lead. Now all of a sudden it's tied. Here's Bowers for Thayer. Got it outside. Davis traveled. Little head and shoulder fake. And Thayer needs to check the score. They've got 27-27 on the scoreboard. I thought Thayer had the lead as Mountain Grove came down. Yeah, they counted the points by Golden. They should not have. She traveled before the made basket. And the official went over to talk to him about that right now. And what are they going to do? And now they took him off. All right, 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Thayer up by two. Mountain Grove with ball chance to tie here. Schroeder brings it into the front court. Bounces over to Stenzel on the wing. Now in the corner to Golden. Look out. She can shoot that three. She's hit one tonight. Here's Stenzel. She'll fire from the corner, and it's good. Rayleigh Stenzel. Her second made three-pointer of the night, and it's back to a one-point Mountain Grove lead, 28-27. Thayer with the ball out top. Abby Bowers. Abby into the free throw circle. Back out to Regal. Might have traveled. No call. Gives to Davis for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by the Lady Panther defense. Thayer will run the inbound play to the right side of the bucket. Minute 56 to go. In the first half, Thayer making a substitution. Allie Curley back in. Kinsley Regal will sit. Curley then bound the ball. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. Bounces it to Bowers. Baseline jumper. In and out. No good. A rebound controlled by Mountain Grove. And the Lady Panthers coming the other way with a one-point lead. Schroeder brings it left side to Stenzel. Thought about the three. Now dumps it inside to Golden. Back outside. Now to the baseline. Jumper is up. That one's off the mark. Golden with a rebound. Going back up with it. Couldn't hit it. And the rebound off the hands of Mountain Grove and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. The chance to regain the lead with a minute 35 to go in the first half. By the way, our Lady Bobcat boosters include the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, along with Nicholson Farms and Toyota of West Plains. Mountain Grove began with a 3-1-1 zone press. Lady Bobcats beat it, and they get the ball up across the timeline to Allie Curley. Allie, who had four threes the other night against Stratton, lost it out of bounds. Oh, my. Tried to make a pass. It was deflected. Then she tried to save it. It went off of Allie's hand out of bounds. Substitution here for Mountain Grove. Now, wait a minute. You can't make a substitution after you've already inbounded the ball. Coach Mallow trying to pull a fast one. He's one of my favorite coaches. Mike's been coaching around for a long time. He knows all the little tricks. Minute 20 to go in the first half. Thayer down by one. Mountain Grove with the ball. Wouldn't be surprised to see him hold it for the final shot. Now they go to Stenzel. Stenzel working the baseline up with a shot. No, but she's fouled. That'll be on Savannah Wheeler. That'll be foul number one on Wheeler. And team foul number four on the Lady Bobcats. But it was a shooting foul. So Stenzel goes to the free throw line for the Lady Panthers with a chance to add to the one-point lead. First free throw by the senior is up and good. Rayleigh Stenzel. 12 first half points. 14 for Landry Golden. Other than that, only a three by any other Panther. Second free throw, no good. Oh, and a rebound to Mountain Grove. And missed shot, Abby Bowers rebounds it to the Lady Bobcats. Gives to Hillis. Hillis bounces it down to Curley. Curley in the paint, shoots and scores. Allie Curley with her first two of the night. And we're tied at 29 with 50 seconds remaining in the first half. Mountain Grove shoulder with it. Lady Bobcats come out on her. She'll give to Stenzel. Stenzel now to Kelly. Kelly lets one fly. That's an air ball rebounded by Thayer. Caden Hillis on the run. Down to 39 seconds to play. She'll back it out, give the Bowers. Abby fired a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Davis. Ducks under the defense, gets knocked down. And we're going to get a timeout call by the Lady Bobcats. 29 seconds to go in the first half. We're tied at 29. Thayer and Mountain Grove having a good one. We'll take a timeout back in 30. Now let's just keep it right here. Right there, Lady Bobcat basketball brought to you in part by your Lady Bobcat boosters. They include Toyota of West Plains, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, your owner, probably listening right now. Hey, Charlotte. Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, and Harps, Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Coach Denny Young quick on that timeout as Davis had fallen down on the dribble. Maintained possession of the ball, so Thayer will inbound it. Down under the bucket with 29 seconds to go in the first half. Stay tuned for our halftime report. Of course, the Community First Banking Company halftime report coming. We'll have all the first half stats for you. Riley Davis to trigger the ball in for Thayer. Dumps it inside. Got it right back. Going to the lane. All the way to the bucket for the layup. Riley Davis. 16 points in the game. Mountain Grove the other way. They cross the timeline with 18 on the shot clock. Shoulder moving off the screen to the left side. Feeds it out front. Almost stolen by Hillis. They get it back to Shoulder. Shoulder with three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Hillis for Thayer. 7 seconds to go. Hillis to the top of the key, into the lane, back to Davis at the buzzer, bingo! Riley Davis hits a three at the buzzer to give the Thayer Lady Bobcats a 5-point lead, 34-29 at the intermission. By the way, that three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Riley Davis with 5 three-pointers in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Now back at Mountain Grove, home of the Panthers and home of tonight's SCA basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. It's the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. It's halftime. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats battle back from down 10 to nothing. They outscored Mountain Grove 34 to 19 after 4 minutes were gone by in the first quarter. Mountain Grove got out of the gate early. They got the ball down inside to Landry Golden, and Golden had 8 of their first 10 points. She has since only scored 6 since she had those 8 early. But Rayleigh Stencils hit a couple of threes to keep Mountain Grove in it. And the Unfair Lady Bobcats with a 5-point lead, 7, well, at the half. It's been the hot shooting of Riley Davis. You know, Riley, the other night we had the Stafford game for you, and Riley didn't play particularly well. We had an opportunity to talk to her dad a little bit earlier this evening. He said she was running a fever, not feeling well there for a couple of games, but she is over whatever was ailing her because the freshman has scored 19 in the first half. She's hit 5 three-pointers already in the game, and the Fair Lady Bobcats lead it 34-29 here at the intermission. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back, look at your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Oh, back here at the Mountain Grove High School Gym. Beautiful facility, one of the better facilities in all of South Central Missouri. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers putting on an entertaining first half, 34-29. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead by 5. Remember, Lady Bobcats were down 10-0 in the first 4 minutes of this game. They eventually caught up and tied the score 21. We were tied at 29, but Thayer went on a 5-0 run in the final 30 seconds of the first half for the 5-point lead here at the intermission. Let's run down your scoring. First up for the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers under the direction of Mike Mallow. Let's see, it is Landry Golden with 14 in the first half, 12 for Rayleigh Stenzel, and a 3 for Stella Benson. That is it for Mountain Grove. Only 3 players have scored in the ballgame tonight. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, are led by the freshman Riley Davis. Riley has hit 5 three-pointers and has 19 points in the game. Riley Pierce added a 3 and has 6 points in the game. 4 points off the bench for Savannah Wheeler. Caden Hillis with 1. Allie Curley with 2. And Abby Bowers with 2 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Again, Thayer 1-0 in SCA conference play, trying to get to 2-0 with a win here tonight. Mountain Grove is 0-1 in SCA conference play. They're looking for their first victory of the conference season so far. But this is a good Mountain Grove team, folks. They are 11-1. On the year, that only loss coming last Thursday night when they lost to the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Lady Eagles. What I understand was a fantastic basketball game. Again, Thayer leads at 34-29 at the half. We'll take a timeout, back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Now back at Mountain Grove, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have a 5-point lead over the Lady Panthers at the half. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Thayer Walmart store, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains. I wonder if he can do anything about my ailing shoulder. I bet he could. Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flats, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, just some of your Lady Bobcat boosters. Take one more break. We're back with our third quarter. Thayer leads Mountain Grove by 5. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back and underway here in the third quarter. Mountain Grove open the quarter with the ball, couldn't score. Thayer running the floor the other way. Curley misses a layup on a beautiful feed from Hillis. Curley couldn't get it to drop, and Mountain Grove clears the rebound. Lady Panthers with the ball. Trying to score first here in the second half. He hit it out top to Schroeder. Schroeder swings around to Kelly. 3-point balls off the front of the rim. No good. Savannah Wheeler with the rebound. Quick outlet to Hillis. Caden down the left side. Hangs in the air. Shoots and scores. Caden Hillis with an athletic move for her first field goal of the game. Thayer all of a sudden up by 7, and Coach Mallow wants a timeout for the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Thayer leads at 36-29. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Fair Lady Bobcats outscored Mountain Grove 23-12 in the second quarter after being down 17-11 at the end of one quarter. And the Lady Bobcats have hit the first bucket of the second half and lead it all of a sudden by 7. Mountain Grove at one time led in this game 10-0. Their Lady Bobcats have been all Thayer since then. And Mountain Grove with a ball out of the timeout. Got it in the corner of the Stenzel. She'll try another 3. That one bounces off the back iron. No good. And a battle for the rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Mountain Grove basketball with 6:51 to go in the third quarter. Stenzel will trigger it in from the baseline. Looking in the middle, nobody open. Got it in the corner of the shoulder, swings it around. And finally, out to number 15, Kelly. Kelly bounces it inside the Golden, turns, shoots and scores. That's been their bread and butter all night, hit the ball inside to Golden. They kind of got away from it in that second quarter. Fair with the ball, Abby Bowers, nice little crossover dribble, feeds the ball outside. Now to Riley Davis. Riley had 19 in the first half. Back to Bowers, in the lane, bounces it to Savannah Wheeler for the lay-in. Savannah Wheeler off the Lady Bobcat bench with 6 points tonight. Savannah has been huge in this game. Thayer leads it again by 7. Mountain Grove with the ball. Out on top shoulder. Wings it right side to Kelly. Kelly going inside. Golden couldn't get a shot. Gives the ball off. Baseline jumper is up and good for number 11, Stella Benson. Her second field goal of the game. She's got 5 points. And Thayer's lead now down to 5. 38-33. Just underway third quarter. Here's Davis. Moves the ball to the left wing. Gives to Hillis. In the lane, back out to Bowers. Straight ahead for 3. Bounces off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Hillis. Down the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket. No. And a rebound cleared by Golden. Her outlet stolen by Davis for 3. That one's too hard off the back rim. And the rebound fought for. Still battled after. It's going to be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Ball off the hands of Sadie Schroeder. And substitution for Thayer. Allie Curley checks out. Kinsley Regal back in for the Lady Bobcat. I wonder why Riley Pearson in there. She is on the Lady Bobcat bench with 3 fouls. Here's the inbound play to Wheeler. Got it off to the Lady Bobcat. Davis, she goes up with a shot. No good, but she's fouled and will go to the line and shoot 2. Nice cut to the bucket by Davis. Nice feed from Wheeler. And a foul's on number 3, Sadie Schroeder. That'll be her second, first team foul here in the third quarter against the Lady Panthers. Riley Davis, a former Elks hoop shoot champion at the line. And she hits the first one. Davis now with 20 in the game to lead all scorers. She has scored just over half of the Lady Bobcats' points tonight at 39. Make it 40 and 21 for Davis. 5:29 to go, third quarter. They are up 7. Mountain Grove with the ball again. They swing it down low. Shot is up off the baseline. Good by Landry Golden. Golden with 18. Well, when she is hot, she is red hot. Thayer comes across the timeline. Mountain Grove playing a little zone now. They play man-to-man early. Here's Hillis going to fire a 3 for Thayer. Top off the rim. No good. Stendel with a rebound. She'll lead the break the other way. The 3-on-2. They get it cross court. And now back out on top for Kelly, who hits a 3. Number 15, Rowan Kelly, the sophomore, with her first bucket of the night. It's a big one. It's a 3-pointer. And Mountain Grove on a 5-0 run. Back to within 2. At 40-38, 4:43 to go in the third quarter. They are working around the perimeter. Got to Davis. Gives in the corner. Now to Bowers for 3. That one's off the mark. No good. The rebound control by Mountain Grove. Here come the Lady Panthers. Up the floor, number 11, Benson. Pulls up on the wing. Gives it to a trailer. Now to Stenzel. Steps into a 3 ball. It's no good. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Abby Bowers in the backcourt. Wings a long pass up the floor to Hillis, who scores the layup. What a pass by Abby Bowers to Caden Hillis. Hillis now with 4 in the quarter, 5 in the game. Lady Bobcats back up by 4. Here's a pass in the middle, deflected by Bowers. Got up quick to stop that one. They're trying to get it back down to Golden. And now substitution for Thayer, Allie Curley and Riley Pierce back in. Kinsley Regal and Savannah Wheeler doing a good job off the Lady Bobcat bench. Thayer, a little bit of foul trouble. Pierce out there on the floor with 3 fouls. Under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mountain Grove with it, taking their time here. Down 4, got it to Golden at the high post. She turns and fires it out of bounds, almost whacked one of the Mountain Grove cheerleaders in the head. She did get out of the way. So an uncontested turnover on Mountain Grove, and Thayer with a 4-point lead and the ball, 3:47 to go in the third. Pierce. Off the long pass in the corner for Thayer. Dribbles out to the top of the key. Gives it to Allie Curley. Curley going to the basket. Aggressive move. Her shot is blocked by Golden. And a rebound taken by the Lady Panthers. Rowan Kelly ran it down in the corner. I like that move by Allie Curley. Showing some aggressiveness. Here's a long shot from Mountain Grove on the other end. Up and no good. Rebound bobbled around on the floor. Curley fights after it. And it's controlled by Davis. To Hillis. Up the left side for the layup. It's good. Caden Hillis. 6 in the quarter, 7 in the game for Hillis. Mighty Bobcats open a 6-point lead again. There's another steal by Davis to the rack for the layup. It's good. Riley Davis is almost disappointed when she doesn't shoot a three. 23 in the game. And again, backcourt pressure by Thayer. Mountain Grove having problems with it. They finally get it up the floor. We get a whistle and a timeout call by Mountain Grove. 46-38. Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by 8, the biggest lead of the game. 2:53 to go in the third. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Well, back after the timeout, Coach Mike Mallow is hot. Because if you know Coach Mallow, who's been everywhere, coach at Willow Springs and all around the SCA, was at Ava for a while, now here at Mountain Grove. He can get pretty hot over there. And he was not happy about something happening down here. He wanted a foul on Thayer. Lady Bobcats will pull off the full-court pressure now. Mountain Grove will inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table with 2:53 to go in the third quarter. Now, Thayer has opened up an 8-point lead now, the biggest lead of the game, 46-38, led by 7 at the halftime break. Mountain Grove working the ball on the perimeter, got out top, now on the left side to Kelly. Kelly in the corner, ball stolen by Bowers. Bowers out to Davis on the break. A one-on-one, pulls up 12-footer, no good. Long rebound comes out to Mountain Grove. That's Kelly on the break, and got a foul on Caden Hillis for Thayer. Tried to come from behind, knocked that ball away, and Caden, a lot of contact. That'll be the first foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the third quarter. First in the game on Caden Hillis. Both teams with one team foul here in the third. Mountain Grove again off the inbound, working around the perimeter. Got it out top, now right side to Kelly. Kelly trying to get it back out front. Ball stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Hillis gets it up to Davis. She'll drive for the uncontested layup. It's good, and a foul from behind. Riley Davis on a beautiful feed from Caden Hillis for the layup. Hillis working hard on the defensive end, and the foul on the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers was, well, they didn't post number 11. All right, that is Stella Benson. It'll be her first of the game, second team foul on Mountain Grove. Substitution for Thayer. Savannah Wheeler checks back in. Allie Curley will sit down. Davis at the free throw line looking for point number 26. It is good. Davis with 26 for Thayer. Mountain Grove breaks the full court press. They bounce the ball down inside to Stenzel, trying to elevate for a shot. She's going to get fouled. That'll be on Abby Bowers. Bowers blocked the shot down around the waist, and the official says, got her on the arm. Most generally, that will happen when you swipe down at the ball. When they got it down around their waist, you've got to swipe up at the ball, not down. Always swipe up. And they're going to call that a shooting foul. Stenzel will go to the line. First one is no good. Substitution, Mountain Grove. Number 15, Rowan Kelly out of the game. Number 11, Stella Benson back in. Mountain Grove has only scored but 9 points in this quarter. They make it 10 as Stenzel hits the free throw. First point of the second half for Rayleigh Stenzel. Thayer breaking a full-court pressure again. Good pass from Bowers to Hillis. Now Thayer in the half-court attack. Got it to Riley Pierce. Wide open under the bucket for the lay-in. Riley Pierce with 8 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats tonight. And Thayer leads it by 12, 51-39. Panthers going inside. Pass deflected. Stenzel ran it down. Her pass in the middle, stolen by Davis. Davis off on the break. It's a two-on-two. Davis will spin to the bucket. No, they're going to wave it off for the travel. Yep, tried that little European step, and the officials would have none of it. Called her for the travel there. She made the shot. It was a beautiful move. Just took one step too many. So Thayer with a 51-39 lead. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Panthers get it to the right side for number 4. That is Driscoll. Driscoll brings it out near midcourt. Pulls up the dribble. Now gets a pass off the shoulder. Oh, there was a travel, and yeah, the officials caught it. Thought for a moment they weren't going to catch that one. And Lady Bobcats making a substitution. Regal, Kinsley Regal, will check into the ballgame. And Savannah Wheeler, who's given Coach Denny Young some good minutes off the bench. We'll go back to the Lady Bobcat bench, get a little rest here. She'll be back. Minute 19 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with a ball, the 12-point lead. Riley Davis off the screen, down the left side of the lane, kicked it in the corner to Curley for three. Up off the rim, no good. Boy, Regal, lucky she wasn't called for a foul on the rebound. Mountain Grove control. They race up the floor with it. Benson pulls up on the wing, gives it out to Shoulder. Shoulder to Stenzel, back to Shoulder. Now they dump it down inside. And no shot, pass out front is deflected by Bowers, picked up by Thayer. Here's Regal, down the floor, puts up a shot. No, a lot of contact, no foul call. It'll be Thayer basketball. They'll inbound down along the baseline. To the right of the basket. 47 seconds to go. In the third quarter, Thayer's open a 12-point lead. They led by five at the end of the first half. Trailed by seven after the first quarter. Trailed by six after the first quarter. Thayer inbounds. Bowers way out front. Moves off the screen. Down the left side. Gives the ball off to Hillis. Hillis goes through the lane. Bounces to Pierce. Now to Kinsley Regal. Regal out around the three-point line. Feeds it back out to Davis. 30 seconds to go in the half. Davis looking for a shot. Instead gives it to Regal on a cut down the lane. She shoots and scores. Kinsley Regal. Another Lady Bobcat freshman. Her first 2 points tonight. That was a beautiful feed from Riley Davis to Regal cutting down the lane. Mountain Grove gets the ball in the middle. Shot is up. No good. And the rebound to Caden Hillis. Come the Lady Bobcats up the left side. 8 seconds. Hillis with a long three at the buzzer. No. Rebound. Regal going back up with it. It is no good. That's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 53-39. Thayer Lady Bobcats out to a 14-point lead at Mountain Grove. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Hello, back at Mountain Grove, set for the fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats outscoring Mountain Grove 19-10 in the third and have a 14-point lead, 53-39. It'll be Lady Bobcat ball to open up the fourth quarter. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, and the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street. Bowers with the ball in the front court for Thayer. Swings it down to Riley Pierce. Open. Doesn't take the three. Gives out to Davis. She'll fire one up. That one's no good off the rim. And the rebound controlled by Golden for Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers. Stenzel up the right side. Feeds it out front to Shoulder. Shoulder into the lane. Wild shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Allie Curley. And she gets fouled in non-shooting foul. First team foul on Mountain Grove. And the foul's on number four. That is Hadley Driscoll, the sophomore for Mountain Grove, her first of the game. And nobody in serious foul trouble, with the exception of Riley Pierce, who has three fouls for Thayer. We head into the fourth quarter. Bowers walks the ball up across the timeline. Lady Panthers not employing the full-court press. Thayer dumps the ball inside to Wheeler. Savannah turns high off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Mountain Grove. So Thayer misfires on the first two scoring opportunities here in the third quarter. And Mountain Grove going in the lane. Shot is up. No good. Partially blocked. And we get a foul. We get a hell ball on the rebound. It'll be Mountain Grove Panther ball down under the bucket. 7-11 to go in the game. Thayer by 14. Neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. Panthers inbound the ball in the middle. And the pass in the corner is stolen by Riley Davis. Davis is going to get tied up, and a held ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Mountain Grove, they got away from going to Landry Golden here in the game. She had 14 points at the half. She's only got 18 in the game. Only 4 points in the second half for Landry Golden. She's been the hot hand. And Stenzel, who had 13 or 12 in the first half, has only 1 point here. And here's Abby Bowers with a three out of the corner for Thayer. Abby Bowers knocks one home from downtown. Thayer Lady Bobcats now out to a 17-point lead. Here's the pass inside to Golden. Shot no good. Rebound, Caden Hillis. Caden races up the floor and now pulls up at half court. Thayer can afford some clock. Pierce going to let one fly for three. It's off the back iron. No good. Thayer crashed to the board, but Golden brings it down for Mountain Grove. Gives the ball up the shoulder. Shoulder brings up across the timeline, bounces it down inside. Now back outside. Three-point shot is all the way. It's no good. Rebound Mountain Grove. And going up with a shot, number 11, Stella Benson. And Benson is fouled. That'll be on Riley Pierce, I believe. No, it's on Riley Davis. Third foul of the night on Riley Davis. And going to the free throw line, number 11, Stella Benson. First free throw is up and good for Benson. Benson scored 6 points, three in each half. And Savannah Wheeler coming out of the game for Thayer. Regal is in. Curley's back in there, and Pierce on the Lady Bobcats sideline. Riley acted like maybe her hamstrings are tightening up on her. Second free throw is up and good for Benson. 7 points for Benson. 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Thayer leads it by 15, 56-41. Davis walks it up the floor using that clock. Takes it to the left side wing. Backs it back out. Still on the dribble out top. Moves off the screen. Penetrates. Gives out to Curley for three in the corner. It rattles in and out. No good. Rebound to Mountain Grove. Lady Bobcats have yet to put one. Well, they did get one. They have scored 3 points in the quarter. And here's a long pass stolen by Hillis. Hillis down the floor. One girl to beat. Lays it up off the window. No, but a foul going to be called on Shoulder. And that'll be number three on Shoulder, the sophomore for Mountain Grove. And the junior for Thayer, Caden Hillis, will go to the line and shoot two. Oh, they're going to call it before the shot. They're going to call it before the shot. So Thayer will inbound the ball with 5:44 to go in the basketball game. Curley brings it in to Hillis. Hillis takes it toward the bucket. Back out to Curley for three off the wing. That one's too hard off the rim. And rebound control by Mountain Grove. Here come the Lady Panthers down by 14, needing a bucket. Shoulder with it out top. Moves around the defense in the lane. Bounces it down inside. Pass is deflected. Loose on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. Curley and Shoulder down there fighting after the ball on the floor. Number 15, Rowan Kelly in there too for Mountain Grove. And the held ball will belong to Mountain Grove on the alternating possessions. They'll inbound down under the bucket. Looking in the lane, nobody open. Pass in is tipped and goes out of bounds. It'll be Mountain Grove ball. Savannah Wheeler checking in for Thayer. Allie Curley will come to the Lady Bobcats sideline. Coach Denny Young been rotating seven players all night long. And the inbound play in the middle for Mountain Grove. Shot too hard, no good. Rebound Davis out to Hillis. Wide open for the uncontested layup. It's good. Caden Hillis now with 9 points in the game, and Thayer back up by 17. Mountain Grove with ball down under the bucket. Stolen by Regal. Lost the handle. Picked out by the Lady Panthers. Shot is up. No. Long rebound to Shoulder. She can't follow it in. And Davis controls the rebound for Thayer. Riley races up the floor. Now pulls up at the three-point line. Still on the dribble. A little crossover. Going to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Riley Davis. Folks, she can do more than just shoot the three. She's got 28 in the game. And the lead is now 19 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Mountain Grove got the ball down in the corner. 2-point shot for Landry Golden. Golden's got 20 for Mountain Grove. Back to a 17-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Davis brings the ball into the front court. Moves off the screen. Gets to Hillis. Hillis into the free throw circle. And bounces it over to Abby Bowers. Bowers out top. Over to Davis on the left side. 4 minutes to go in the game. Davis on the dribble. Out to Bowers. Bowers. No look inside. Savannah Wheeler misses the shot. Gets her own rebound and follows it in. Savannah Wheeler with 8 points off the Lady Bobcat bench tonight. That's been a huge 8 points for Thayer. Lady Bobcat lead it again by 19. Panthers working around the horn. Got it in the corner. Shoulder. Back out top. And now pass deflected by Davis out front. Picked up by Benson. Benson down to the baseline. Threw a cutter in the lane. There's a travel. But we're going to get a foul before the travel on the Lady Bobcats. This may be, who is it? It's Davis. And Davis picks up her fourth foul of the game. That is team foul number two on the Lady Bobcats in the fourth quarter. 3:43 to play in the game. Thayer with a comfortable 19-point lead. Mount Grove will inbound it to Stenzel way outside. She gives it up to Kelly, shoots a three, no good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Grove. Shot back up by Golden is no good, but she's fouled. And Landry Golden going to the free throw line for Mountain Grove. That was on Savannah Wheeler, be number two on Savannah. By the way, I buy Cave City watermelons from Savannah Wheeler every summer. And they are good. And there's a free throw up. It's no good for Golden. Oh, Golden with a chance to cut into the Lady Bobcat lead. That was no good. Thanks to her dad, he goes down to K-City and brings back melons. I always buy at least two or three. Second free throw for Golden is good. Golden now with 21 in the game. 3.5 minutes to play. Thayer with the lead, 62-44. Here's Bowers trying to no-look inside to Wheeler, knocked away by the defense of Mountain Grove. Panther fans didn't particularly like the call, but it was the right one. Thayer will inbound the ball down along the baseline to the left side of the basket. It'll be Caden Hillis to trigger it in. Thayer going inbounds here. Hillis going to have to hurry. Got to hurry, got to hurry, got to get it in. And they do to Regal. Regal with a nice catch. Gives it off to Davis. Davis over to Bowers. Bowers way up front. Abbott. Little crossover dribble down the left side of the lane, trying to bounce it again inside to Wheeler. Ball stolen by Mountain Grove. We get a whistle and a foul. Shoulder got the steal, and she was fouled by Kinsley Regal. First foul tonight on Kinsley. She'll come out of the game now. Savannah Wheeler checked out. Allie Curley and Riley Pierce back in for Thayer. And now Brett Tharp checking into the ball game for the first time tonight. And Riley Davis will come off the floors. No, who's coming off? Somebody got to come out of the game. Riley Davis will come out, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats want a timeout. 62-44, Thayer leads it with 3:14 to play in the game. We'll be back to Mountain Grove in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
And we're underway here, 2:55 to go in the game now. Mountain Grove just missed the shot, but they got the offensive rebound. Get the ball to Stenzel, and now gives it up for Golden, and Golden shoots and scores again. Landry Golden with 23 for Mountain Grove, and it's back to a 62-46 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Thayer with a basketball. Here's Pierce, leans it out to Curley, around the horn to Hillis. Hillis down the left side of the lane, all the way to bucket. Shot is blocked by Golden. And the rebound is going to go, oh, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats after Golden got the rebound. Yeah. Foul's going to be on Caden Hillis trying to get the ball back for Thayer. Second foul on Caden tonight. So Mountain Grove with a chance to get a little closer here. Still 2:27 to play in this game. And that is the 15th out on the Lady Bobcats in the fourth quarter. So Mountain Grove going to line to shoot two from here on out. Lady Bobcat fans, this game is not over by a long shot. Bayer leads it by 16 with 2:27 to go. At the free throw line is Stenzel, and the first one is up, and no good. No, I'm sorry, it's not Stenzel, that's number 11. That is Stella Benson. Substitution now for Thayer. Caden Hillis comes out of the game. Riley Joe Sorrow will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, first time tonight. Second free throw for Benson is good. Benson with 8 points, and here comes Thayer with the ball. Allie Curley up the right side, holds it up. Looking to get rid of it, but after hurry does in the corner to Sorrell. Sorrell moves it around to the top of the key on the dribble drive, feeds it back out to Bowers. They are working the clock here now with 2:13 to play in the game. Oh, and here's a steal by Schroeder. Took it away from Bowers and will drive, misses the layup. Rebound, Mountain Grove, and a foul on the return shot. So Thayer trying to get some subs in and turn it over. Fouls on number 4. Allie Curley, that'll be number 3 on Curley. They're looking to get subs in the game. Riley Davis and Kinsley Regal getting ready to check in. First free throw is up and no good for number 11, Stella Benson. And Allie Curley and Abby Bowers check out. Davis and Regal into the game for Thayer. Lady Bobcats lead it by 15, make it 14. As Benson hits the second free throw. There, inbounds the ball to Riley Sorrell, gives it to Davis. Davis, against the full court pressure, got across the timeline to Regal. Regal, underhand pass to Sorrell on the left side wing, kicks it back outside to Pierce. Pierce to Davis. Minute 49 to play in the game. Davis backs it out near midcourt. Moving off the screen on the right side. 28 points on the line, looking for 31 with a three, and it's good. Riley Davis with a three. Her sixth made three-pointer tonight, the Fair Lady Bobcats. Again, up by 17. Here's a long three for Mountain Grove on the other end. No good. Rebound taken by Brett Tharp. Nice rebound. She gets tied up, and the held ball will belong to the Fair Lady Bobcats on the alternating possession. And here's Rayleigh Stenzel out of the game for Mountain Grove. Number 2 checking in. That is Kaylee Virtue. Coach Mallow now going to his bench. Number 23, that's number, checks in, Lila Golden. Thayer inbounds the ball to Riley Davis. Minute 21 to go in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats up 17. Davis on the left side, looking in the lane, got it in there to Tharp. Ball knocked away by Mountain Grove. Here come the Lady Panthers on the break. Laying it down on the left side. Back outside it goes. Long three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound, Riley Pierce for Thayer. Riley brings up to Regal. Regal. Pass in the middle, stolen by Schroeder, who will drive for the layup. Sadie Schroeder, first bucket of the night for Schroeder. Makes it a 15-point Lady Bobcat lead with 45 seconds to go. Fair inbounds to Davis. Davis races up the left sideline across the timeline, pulls it back out. And Fair can hold it to the final buzzer here. We're down to 37 seconds to go in the game. Riley Davis, a 31-point night. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are going to improve to 2-0 with the SCA and 10-5 on the year. Folks, if you haven't had a chance to watch these Lady Bobcats yet, next time they play at home, you better go watch them. They are exciting. They can score some points. Davis now draws a double team to her, moves off the screen all the way down to the baseline. Brings it back out. 10 seconds to go. Davis just handles out front. Now Mountain Grove going to let her stand there and hold it. Down to 3 seconds. 2, and there's the buzzer, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats have come to Mountain Grove. Didn't play well early, but they battled their way back, and they win it 65-50. The win over the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. Thayer Lady Bobcats improved to 2-0 in SCA conference play, 10-5 overall. Lady Bobcats are clicking on all cylinders right now. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll have your Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll get a word with Thayer Lady Bobcat coach Denny Young here in just a moment. Folks, we'll take a time out. We'll be back with your Thayer Decorating postgame report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.